Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's a beautiful, bright day in Chicago. Chi-town. And there was frost. Can you believe that we're almost at the end of October? And it was startling yesterday when I was logging in my shows. And I got to October 31st, and I'm going, I can't believe it's Halloween. And then I decided to do more research on that. Incredible. I don't know, is it a holiday? Man, has it grown in popularity. But I do digress. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. Yeah, Blog Talk is worldwide. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Imagine millions of listeners hearing about your talent, because you know you're all brilliantly talented. By a click of the button, discover what the world has to say. And the beautiness, by the way, I made that word up, of Blog Talk Radio is that the shows are archived. And that gives you an opportunity. Whether you're a guest on the show, whether you're partnering with Live with Kathy and sharing your product, your service, your business, your book, you get an opportunity to hear yourself. And then the fun starts. And this is what I usually say. Oh, by the way, you could call in at 347-637-3789. That's the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. And share with me your dreams. Let's see, it's 8 o'clock here, Central Time, so it's 9 o'clock Eastern. And if you're in Colorado Mountain Time, it's 7 o'clock. But then if you're in California, what is it, 6 o'clock? And then if you're in Hawaii, it's like 2 or 3 in the morning. I love Hawaii. I know today's show is The Aging Ballerina. That's a skit that I do. It's a performance that I do. And when I said the time in Hawaii, oh, we love Maui. When we travel to Maui, we just love running the island. And they do have a saying, if you're into exercise, no matter what you do, just finish. It doesn't matter how fast or slow you go. It doesn't matter time cutoffs. You know, dreams do come true if you make the decision that this is a dream that you want fulfilled. And I'm going to share with you today several of my dreams. The little kid from the era of the Forbidden Red Hill. And before you could even embrace following your dream, what do you think the first thing is that you have to do? You have to step out of your comfort zone. And for most people, they just can't do it. That's why you need a mentor. Had it not been for Helen Flattery, in grammar school, had she not taken me by the hand when I was 9, 10, 11 years old, I would have never experienced the joy of leaping into classical ballet and touring at the age of 12. Did I have these dreams? No. I truly didn't. But backward turn, backward, O time, in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. I was raised in an immigrant family. My mother from Hungary, my father from Croatia. Brilliant people. Ma was a natural nutritionist. The food, everything was, we had a little farm. Preservatives and pesticides didn't exist. It didn't exist. I had absolutely no role models. Oh, my father has, oh, yes, work ethics. Man, I am so delighted. You see, we choose our parents. Did you hear me? We choose our parents because there are lessons that we're going to learn from them. And I learned. Now, can you imagine? There were five of us, and my mother always said she had four children and Katica. That's Catherine in Croatian. I've been taking quantum leaps all of my life and didn't know it. I always had a better way. And it was, oh, Katica, please. I saw things differently. And I want you to know it scared me half to death because I would get the premonition and it would happen. And if you don't think that's frightening to a little girl, we were admonished. Children were to be seen and not heard. But then everyone needs to have an Uncle Luca. He lived with us. And when Uncle Luca had a little nip or two, he would call us into the kitchen and tell us to get our little chairs. And I still have my little chair here. Not the authentic one, but I found one. And Anne, Marge, and I would sit there. And we would sing our hearts out, because that's what he wanted us to do. And then we would get a nickel. Man, that was like getting $1 million. And then there was the Forbidden Red Hill that we were not allowed to go to ever. It was blocks away from the house on the south side of Chicago. But I had a dream. I dreamed of climbing that hill. It was forbidden. It was so isolated that if you were ever kidnapped, they'd never find you. That's how isolated it was. But there were days when I just had to sneak away. It was like a magnet drawing me to that red hill. And I would sneak off. And I'd get to the bottom of that red hill. And I would take my shoes off. I'm still trying to figure out why I took my shoes off. And I would climb that hill, and I would sing and dance my heart out. Now, where is this leading? Today's show, my gig, The Aging Ballerina. Never in a million years. I didn't even know about pageants. I didn't even know about talent shows. We didn't have television. And then I remember being in New York. We're fast-forwarding. I never dreamed of being a speaker on international cruise ships. Never entered my mind. When I was raising the children and growing up, I didn't have dreams of grandeur. But we were in a restaurant, and there was a... We couldn't get back to Chicago. I think this was 1979 when we had the big snowstorm. Or was it the... Oh, 72? I don't know. Or was it 69? Whatever. But I see it in my mind's eye as though it were yesterday. This lady was reading tea leaves in a teacup. And she said, "May I?" And she sat down. And she said, "My dear, you are going to travel the world." And I'm sitting there going, really? What on earth am I going to talk about? What do you mean? She said, "Trust me, you're going to travel the world." And she left. Pop Hawn built our house on the south side of Chicago. And alongside, he had to tie railroad ties. And he formed it into what appeared to look like a raft. I would climb that. And oh, the beautiful odor coming out of the kitchen while Ma was baking her bread and her pavititsa. Oh, man. And I'd grab a slice of it and I would get up on that raft. And I pretended I was sailing. Where did I get that? You see, at that point in time, the immigrants that came to America weren't concerned about aging. They came through Ellis Island, and they became American citizens. And their goal was to take care of their family. Now, they were maybe 30 years old. They looked 50. They didn't care about aging. They didn't care about the fact that Katitsa was getting all of these visions and quantum leap ideas. But life has a strange way of paving the way for you if you're willing to step out of your comfort zone. How do you think I got myself on the stage? This was the year 2000. How do you think I got myself on the stage 1998, 1999? That's when I was selected. I won the 60s Beauties of America. And I am going to do a show on the love of pageants. But it's a learning curve. It's finding out what you're really all about. And you know, we all wear many, many hats. Shakespeare said the world is a stage, and we're all actors and actresses. But today, when I reflect on my past, where did I get it from? Now, I could remember my father always reminding my mother that his sister, his sestrica, in Europe was extremely talented. And if she didn't show up at the party was canceled. And he would say, Yamisling, that means I'm thinking that Katica is my sestrica, Rosa, in Europe. Now, you know, we all have past lives. Do you believe in that? I mean, how on earth, if we don't have past lives, then where did my mother and father come from? Their mother and father, my grandparents, Bill's grandparents. Yes, yes, yes. And if they haven't learned the lessons that they needed to learn in their life, it just passed on to the next generation. Next generation. What has this got to do with the aging ballerina? Everything. If you're willing to step out of your comfort zone, dreams do come true. And in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, most people stop 3 inches from success, from living their life like it's golden, because they don't have enough confidence in themselves. You're invited to call in on 347-637-3789. And when you call in through October 31st, you automatically get my book, the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. 60 years in research and development. Move over Ponce de Leon. And all of you experts that I admire and acknowledge, I have discovered the secrets to helping you look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. But alas, so many of you can't dance to your drummer. You see, my drummer is Anthony. He's a gladiator. Curly hair. Muscular, cute as a button. And has a fillet. That's a headband, you know, across the forehead. And he's always shouting, Namyoho Rinkeikyo, Namyoho Rinkeikyo. That's Buddha. And then, in our secular world, the I am is the mantra that you use to achieve your goals. Being a speaker on international cruise ships, you have to be ecumenical. But I know who my higher power is, God. And I read, I'm just doing little sidebars today that's leading up to the aging ballerina. I have all of this on my desk. Contentment consists not in great wealth, but a few wands. Don't walk before me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. just walk beside me and be my friend. And I told you that I'm ecumenical. And no matter where I am, I'm comfortable in their spiritual and their religious beliefs. Now, write this down. Because I come across this while I'm on the stage, while I'm doing international speaking, whether I'm conducting seminars or one-on-one. Now get your pen and pad out and write this down. Treat the other man's faith gently. It is all that he has to believe with. His mind was created for his own thoughts, not yours or mine. And of course, I know that you're all saying, well, what about the atheists? Look, I don't have any problem with them. I truly don't. You see, because they do have a belief system. They believe in nothing. And it's okay with me. I'm pro-choice. But I do wonder why they get so much power and claim. Why do you take prayer out of the school? What's the matter with America? This is the land of the free and the brave. But I do digress. The Aging Ballerina was a skit. Oh, by the way, I performed that with David Taylor. When you go onto my website, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com, David and I, he is the assistant concertmaster of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And we met when I was doing TV shows in Chicago. Never trained for any of this. It's amazing how the golden thread just wove through my life and got me to where I am now, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, vistas to enter, to discover, and age has nothing to do with it. You could write to me, or you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Then if you want to write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Share your story with me. What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Are you going to go to the very end, not sharing your brilliant talent? Because you believed the old myths, the falsehoods as you were growing up? My show is to share with you that you're not alone. That I know that you don't believe it, that you all have brilliant talent. And you just can't get out of that comfort zone. Even if the damn shoe pinches, you're not going to do it. You'd rather run with the herd. I couldn't. I had to soar with the eagles. I had to see from atop what was going on. So there are many ways that you could contact me while I'm on air. 347-637-3789. email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. How sweet is that? Tell me your story. Oh, there's a guy cleaning off his... Yep, we definitely had... frost. You know what's beautiful about doing a radio show with Blog Talk? I'm doing it from the comfort of my studio room in a suburb of Chicagoland. And I'm looking over a beautiful pond with a fountain and weeping willow trees. And a guy cleaning off his car windows. I'm going to digress for a moment. I want to talk to you about having your own. Ever dream of having your own talk radio show? Man. I'm not going to elaborate. But if you want everyone to understand your purpose, your business, your service, your product, how you got to where you are today, I never thought I would be on the world stage in Malaysia. I never thought I would compete in pageants just to get the experience. Then I won one. And I'm going to tell you about stepping out of my comfort zone in 2000 again. I never dreamed that I would be an award-winning talk show host and producer on Chicago TV, CAN TV, taking national awards. I didn't even think of radio. Never occurred to me. I really never thought about doing too much with my voice and speaking. Until several well-intended friends said, we're not going to let up on you until you go to DePaul University and meet with a professor. He only takes students that have talent. You have to go. I don't want to go. I said, okay, I'll go. And he said, sit down. You're a natural. But we're going to tweak it. At that point, had you told me that I would be reciting Shakespeare and doing love letters and being in the stage play Emily, I would have patted you on the back and I said, what have you been inhaling? Dreams do come true. I didn't dream of being on the stage with Emily. I was Deirdre. Jan came in. I had my studio on Ontario in Chicago. She said, Kathy, you have to go and audition for this part. Stephen Metcalf's Emily. You'd be perfect for Deirdre. That's the mother of Emily. I said, Jan, what are you talking about? I've never had any training. What are you doing? So I called David Whitaker. And I said, David, darling, I'm really terribly busy. Now, he is the producer, the director. Would you come to my studio and we'll hold the audition here? Did you just hear dead air? He said, excuse me, you want me to come to you? And I said, yeah. He said, Miss Watson, I have you down for 4 o'clock tomorrow. Be here. Goodbye. And, you know, it was near Wrigley Park and all the cars and everything. But I have to tell you something. When I walked in to that theater, there was a swish of air. And someone said, what took you so long? And I turned around. I thought, geez, who's talking to me? There wasn't anyone there. So I read for him, and he said, fine, you got the job. You got the part. I said, oh, Mr. Whitaker, why don't you think about it? You could call me tomorrow. And he said, who's running this show? He said, look, you've got the part. I had to step out of my comfort zone. And I've been doing fashion shows, so on and so forth. But nothing as daunting as having to memorize page after page after page. I want you to know it was the most glorious 4 months of my life. Seeing clients, I mean, functioning on like 4 to 5 hours of sleep in rehearsals. And the only reason why we didn't get to Goodman Theater is that we didn't have a financial backer. But who'd have thunk it? So you might be, and then I went, aha, let's really pay attention to what the universe is telling you. So what about you? Does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? You know, change is constant, and you need to know when to shift your strategies. Can you imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you and your product on worldwide internet radio? And then, you see, it's a 10-week contract, and you're going to partner with me. See, that's the beauty part of working with Kathy. You're going to partner with me. I host and work with you to produce your mini commercial, and you get to co-host with me. Now you email the whole world and say I was on Kathy's show. And then you're going to listen to yourself. You're going to ask yourself, would I jump up and buy the product, the service that I'm so passionate about? You see, it's a learning curve. It's an investment in you. It's teaching you to be the best of you. And that's what all of my challenges exposed me to. Remember, no role models. When I was a little girl, I never dreamed of ballet. I was led to it. I had to take summer school for one summer for one reason, I don't remember. And a gal there by the name of Mitzi was studying ballet. And I asked if I could go and go to her class in the ballet academy. I fell in love with it. Now I'm 11 years old, and or was I 10? I don't know. Now my parents, to go home to your mom and pa and say, I want to study ballet. Stortovanish, what are you talking about? They didn't have the money. So I went to the director, the Peterson Academy, and I said, I'm willing to clean the studio. I'm willing to be the gopher. I want to study. And she knew that I had talent, and she said, fine. I never dreamed that I would be doing cleaning up. Oh, what glorious days. And then touring. 12 years old, I had to have a chaperone. But what about you? What dream do you have dancing in your heart? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. I decided to open my shows to sponsors / partnerships. Because each one of the partners have a product, a service that's going to help improve the quality of your life. So I say sponsorship / partnership because we're in this together. We walk alongside of each other. So if you want to know more about being on a dynamic live radio show, call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in partnership with Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Y'all know I married an ironworker. But my mission and purpose is to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Choose a career, not a job. Get your pen and pad out. Here we go. You want to find out more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in the trade? We could go to youtube.com/ Union Ironworkers. youtube.com/ Ironworkers Impact. And you could log on www.ironworkers.org and then go to the archive show, blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th and you will hear the gala, the excitement of all of the international ironworkers. They came together in solidarity to praise their union. That was on August 9th. They came from all over the United States and Canada. And you may log on www.ironfest.com to find out more about it. It's been an interesting, eclectic life. Now remember, I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and Bill is an ironworker. When you went online on my website, the first book, when you clicked on book, it was The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And then scroll down and you'll see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Rika Cuff is in the book Divine Interventions. She's also the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. You don't have to be bored and lonely, darlings. Log on heparks.org. Check out your park district, your senior centers, and your libraries. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And then Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA. He'd be delighted to help you through a little iffy part with your finances. Email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. I was in a situation on the 13th of this month that gave me privy to be with all ages. And you want to know what is aging people this very minute? Stress. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. It's a sandwich effect. You already know that you're going to take vitamins. Definitely. But get with a good doctor, anybody, that, and get your blood testing, everything, to make sure that you're getting you're taking the right choices. But what about the face? I have a product that's available only through me. It's under $50. It's 2 ounces, plus shipping and handling, and a sales tax wherever it is applicable. You can't get it anywhere but through me. It is so effective, you apply it 3 times a week. But be aware, all sales are final. I haven't got time for returns. Stress, toxicity, trauma. Anger releases toxins into the body. And not only is stress responsible for premature aging, and many times, death. Now, I opened the show with, I can't believe that we're almost at the end of the month. Do you have more month than money? Well, take this down, www.letitia.myshackley.com. She started her own home-based business. By the way, I'm the pioneer. I'm the queen. I'm the diva of the home-based businesses because I started mine when I was 25 years old. So listen to me very carefully. This is a call to action calling all women of the world, not only in America but globally. 2013, this is our year. We can let our voices heard in solidarity together. We can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. This is the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. There is a way to fulfill your dreams. There is a way to realize the infinite opportunities that you have to challenge yourself while making money. And you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need to do is decide. To make the decision to achieve. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. And this could be you. Startup cost, virtually nothing. And we work with you. We take your hand. Not somewhere, someday, but right now. It's pandemic. Hey, you guys. This is for you, too. More women than ever are embracing the power of working at home. Make up your own hours. Make it a family affair. Teach your kids about finance. And the first thing we're going to do is have a business plan and find out what avenue of life really resonates with you that's going to make a difference in your life your bottom line, and the lives of the world out there. Let's unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in the lives of the whole world. www.leticia.myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. How awesome is that? Now let's go back to choices. Lee is in the book too. She left corporate America to build her own business. Today she is getting residual checks every month, four figures, because she truly believed in herself. Don't you get it? She believed in herself. Think and grow rich. Napoleon Hill. Get choices. They didn't stop 3 inches from gold. They just saw the star and held on to it. And they're all true stories. You could get it through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. If you want to get a discount in volume, then you want to order through me. Now let's go to the aging ballerina. This was 2000. Who on earth would have thunk it? Oh, the week of October 15th and 20th, my birthday was the 15th, 2000. I was honored to have been selected to represent the state of Illinois in the Miss Senior America pageant. Man, did I have to move out of my comfort zone. And the ink spot, that was, her name was Warren Interviews Ms. Senior America. The little gal from the south side of Chicago who was told you are to be seen and not heard. So, Chicago's Kathy Watson, I was 66 at that time, will compete for the title of Miss Senior America at the annual pageant in Reno in October. Ink said, you're a big booster of staying young. Yes, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And now that you're nearly 60 plus 7, do you still feel that way? Absolutely. My mantra is, never get old, no matter how old we get. Bill, my husband, and I just got back from a 10K race in Colorado, and I run a business. I've got Ageless for Life on cable access and a weekly talk radio show on another radio station in Chicago. This was 2000. Ink, question, hey, you've been to some pretty cool places lecturing on cruise ships. Absolutely. Europe, South America, the Carib, the Mexican Riviera. All over. Kathy, you went to Chicago's Bowen High School. For the alums out there, let's tell them what your name was then. Well, my name was Kathy Pawn. C-A-T-H-Y. P-A-U-N. They misspelled it. They did P-A-W-N. And then I took Kathy. I turned the Y into an I later on. That's when I went into my business, the home-based business in the world of fashion. Are you a grandmother? Yes, I have 3 adult children and 2 grandchildren and a 3rd on the way. Would you share with us the competition categories in the Miss Senior America? There are 4. Evening gown, philosophy of life, interview, and talent. And I'll be competing in a field of 46 women. So what talent would you be showing off? Well, actually, Warren, I wanted to do Shakespeare, but they said no. They felt it was a bit too stuffy. So I'm going to do a comedy on the aging ballerina. Kathy with the tutu and all? And I just laughed, and I said, Mich movidit. And that was We Shall See. So what dream is still dancing in your heart? Do you have any idea what it took for me to do this skit? Well, I did have help. And it was the circle of life. The aging ballerina. Now, I was in my leotard. Go to my website and click on Performing Arts, and you'll see David Taylor and I. That's the outfit that I wore. Now, I had to do this in front of hundreds of people. There's no such thing as aging in my life. There is having to make changes, but that's when you know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. I'm still climbing. I'm putting together a team for March 2014 Presidential Towers. Who are you listening to? Come on, if I could do it, why can't you? And I think it was on yesterday's show that I said to all of you seniors, I don't care what your age is, get together a group of people that you're comfortable with. Take a visit to one of the ballet studios or dance studios around you and have your own class. It's going to help you with balance. It's going to help you with coordination. And you're going to be able to move with the music. Yesterday we talked about the dance is rhythmic. It is the rhythm of life. Get up off your duff. Get up off your guzica. Get up off your derriere. And you know what I'm talking about. Don't let anyone else tell you you can't do it. I could see me on the stage right now. Oh, Pavlova, Nijinsky. And, oh, ballet in the brown leotard will be on tomorrow at 11 a.m., so don't forget that. And then Friday at 6:30 in the morning, ballet, Balanchine, and choreography. You see, you're moving every minute of your... I'm dancing my life right now. I'm sitting in front of the computer. I'm going into first position, second position, third position, fourth, fifth, open up, plié, relevé, dégagé, plié. There are exercises that you could be doing while you're sitting, but circles fill our lives. We're full of them. From the baby's teething ring to granny's horn-rimmed glasses, to the wheels of the tricycle, the exercycle, to ring around the rosy and the sacred mandala. Oh, when I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And when I was 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life. Classical ballet. In my mind's eye, don't you know, sidebar, we all have an empty movie screen. Close your eyes. And on my screen, I could see me performing on the big stage in Nevada. releve. I raised up on my toes and I could see the world and feel the rhythms dancing in me. Grand jeté. I took that big leap into the next phase of my life. Glissade. Gliding down the runway, wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. Givenchy, Balenciaga, Christian Dior, Ralph Lauren. Dégagé. I disengaged from the world of fashion, from one position to another, that of wife and mother. Develop A. I created a business. I became an enterprising entrepreneur, and I was able to use all the skills that life had taught me. Port de Bras. The carriage of the arms. The embracing, the gathering in to dance yet another dance. And so I have come full circle once again to feel the transformative powers of this dance of life. I stand in this circle like a Beaujolais stands in its bottle, enhancing its flavor. Let's never get old, no matter how old we get. And hey, who said? Only wine gets better with age. Ah, the spirit never ages. The essence of the soul is sure and strong forever and keeps us young and whole. Oh, the body shows that time has passed when movement lacks in grace, and yet we know that deep within we're winsome, bright, and fair. Just as we were when we were young, and life was ours to dare. Have you made a decision to move out of your comfort zone? Now, I have to be honest with you. My entire life, I never dreamed any of this would happen. I didn't come from that environment. But I just kept following the path. You know, the yellow brick road in The Wizard of Oz? I had, in my wildest imagination, I never dreamed that I would be selected from applicants worldwide to present my Simply Ageless seminars as the guest of the Malaysian government. I presented in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. Talk about diversity. It's halfway around the world. Zambri, Princess Noor, and Balajan, we shall always remember you. And by the way, I do shows on it. I am a performance artist. In a million years, I never imagined that all of this would happen. I made it happen. And so can you. Don't stop 3 inches from reaching your dream. Dreams do come true. And I dream of you tuning in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Until then, au revoir.